Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the AIM Shift, Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I am your guide, and this is episode 4, Staking the Ground, Opening Your Bank Accounts. In last week's episode, we used the 48-week magic and figured out the weekly amounts needed for your fortress of bills, your current of living, and your reservoir of savings. With these calculations, you're preparing to control the flow of money through your life. Let's take the next step and stake the ground by setting up the bank accounts. As I stated earlier, each pool has its own bank account. The fortress, the bills and debt pool, lives in your bill pay account. The current, the living and leisure pool, lives in your living account. The reservoir, the savings pool, lives in your savings account. Now, before opening any accounts, make sure your bank has online banking. You want to be able to view and link the three accounts together in your online portal. This linking is important when it comes to setting up your spillway, creating the paths for your money. Each of the accounts has specific requirements. To reach financial stability, they must be followed. They aren't just rules. They're the engineering specs that keep your fortress from crumbling, your current steady, and allow your reservoir to form. Follow them so you can finally stop worrying. To begin with, open a new checking account for the bills and debt pool. It should be fee-free. It should have free online bill pay. Do not get a debit card for this checking account, and do not order checks for this account. This checking account is your bill pay account. It's your fortress. You must build it strong and inaccessible. Its primary purpose is to pay your bills and debts. Its secondary purpose is to build a cushion of hidden savings. It funnels money into your other accounts as fixed amounts. You create it, you fill it, you guide its distributions. Then you watch it, you guard it, but you don't touch it. Next, you need another checking account for your living and leisure pool. If you already have a checking account, you can use that one. It should be fee-free. You should have a debit card, and you may order checks if you desire. This checking account is your living account. It contains the current of weekly spending for living and leisure items. The last account is for your savings account, for your pool of savings. This one is optional for now, but if you wish to begin saving right away, open a savings account. It should be fee-free, and it should pay some interest, though it will be a very small amount. I will issue one word of caution. If you're not certain whether you can save consistently at this time, don't open the savings account. Wait until you're financially stronger to open it. If you try to save when you're not ready to save, you'll keep draining the savings pool. Not only does this hurt you financially, but it hurts your confidence. Get strong and then get a savings account. For now, you're marking the walls of your pools where your money will flow. With these accounts open, the AIM system has a home. Now you need the structure that moves your money through them safely. That structure is your spillway. It is the most critical feature of the system. It is a structured path designed to carry your money downstream so it doesn't top the dam and wash everything away. So join me next time in episode 5, The Spillway. Visit aimff.com/podcasts for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening and have a good day.